And you guys sort of started seeing some of that stuff in the prac. A little bit of flicking through the nature of these carboxylic acid derivatives. If we take a carboxylic acid, make the conjugate base, then it's called a if we're taking a simple IUPAC way of naming it, we take the IUPAC name for the acid, ethanoic acid, take off the ic acid and put in 8. If we're looking at the common way of doing it, then we take the common name for the acid, acetic acid, and take off the ic acid and again put in 8. For the acid chlorides, these ones are related to the acid by taking off the ic acid and putting in iol chloride. So IUPAC would be ethanoic acid, the ethanoyl chloride, and common from acetic acid to acetyl chloride. Now why mentioning these ones here turn a carboxylic acid, which has got quite low reactivity, into something that literally is smoking. So if you take a bottle of this acetyl chloride and unscrew the lid, then it smokes. So it's highly, highly reactive stuff. And I had a student working with this a few years ago, so she was deliberately trying to carry out a methylation reaction, and this was one particular step in the process, and she was adding this stuff to a mixture that had a little bit of water in it, and every time the drop of this stuff hits, it was like a slight bang as it hit the thing, so it's